This audio is brought to you by Medjugorje.org.
The following is a talk given by Father Jozo Zovko in 2007.
As in the beginning 2,000 years ago, the Father decided to send His Son, that none may be lost. That plan is not yet realized. Why? Because God needs man. God needs apostles, witnesses. The church falls there where it does not have its apostles. The church dies where it does not have its martyrs, its saints, its priests. God's will and the plan He has are not enough. His death and resurrection, incarnation, His gospel need to be transmitted to all men, offered to all. And every generation is at the beginning. We must take our own position. We have been born into the church, but there are those who have left the church. Why? Because their parents did not transmit it to them. They did not transmit the message and the value to them. The mother has been appearing for 26 years for you. Because there are people who have lost values without which there is no church and no salvation. And the values are the faith, the sacraments, the family, and family prayer. God desires to save all mankind through Medjugorje, not to create a new faith, not to create a new way, but to again return back to Jesus, to return back to the way of salvation. Those who do not know Jesus to come to know Him. Medjugorje is a new discovery in coming to know Jesus. It is the apocalypse of faith, apocalypse of the church. Perhaps you have not understood. Medjugorje is the Pentecost, the apocalypse, the revelation of the faith and of the church. Medjugorje is not an argument. It does not depend on journalists or even those who preach. Many preach against Medjugorje. Many say nothing for Medjugorje. Because many who do not live Medjugorje cannot proclaim Medjugorje. And we return back to the real witnesses, the visionaries, that they may tell us what Our Lady is asking for. People don't know. We come back to the parishioners of Medjugorje to say, what is it? What is it that Our Lady wants? What must we do? Medjugorje has its fruit, wondrous fruit, conversions. When you climb on the hill of apparitions, you come across the smooth stones that were smoothed by the bleeding bare feet. Each one of these pilgrims gave their vow, their promise, their contribution of prayer. And practically speaking, you are a fruit of prayer. For 26 years, the church has been praying and fasting in Medjugorje. You are a fruit of prayer, that you may be able to serve in God's plan. And that is why it is very important to know, to look at the fruit. And Jesus says, look at the fruit. If the fruit are good, the tree is good. If the fruit is bad, the tree is bad. What can we do? What must we do? Our Lady wants all mankind to be saved. Just as God wants that. She is the perfect will of God realized in the world. She is the one who said, "Here I am, behold the handmaid of the Lord," and she teaches us how we can give our fiat. God wants all mankind to be saved, but they cannot without us. 5 billion people today know nothing about Jesus, and yet they know everything about your politics, about all the wars, all kinds of weapons, your soldiers, all the sports results. Why is it that everyone does not know about Our Lady? Because Our Lady is not spread through the internet. It is not spread by politicians. Our Lady is not brought by the sportsmen. Our Lady is not spread by media, but by witnesses. Witnesses are necessary to Our Lady. Look at this tomb here to your right. These are the martyrs that you heard of. People gave their lives for Jesus. And their witness remains for all times. Jesus is my God and my all. You are not here accidentally, but that you may be able to pronounce and witness that truth. Jesus is my God and my all. Why does Our Lady want us to be in Medjugorje? That here in this flame by which these Franciscans were burnt, these Franciscans who became the light of faith, that there we can burn away our idols, we can leave behind our errors, here in this place of love, to leave our every error and to accept the Mother and her message. Now I would like to place the Mother in your hand and to bless her in your hand, especially for you and your family. Behold your Mother. To receive the Mother with the heart, we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O Lord, for 26 years, you have been sending us the Mother, her messages, her presence, and she says to us, Dear children, God desires to convert the entire world and to call it to salvation and to the way towards Himself, who is the beginning and the end of every being. The goal of Our Lady's apparitions and standing here is what she says, I am with you and I bless you all. I desire to thank each of you for the sacrifices and prayers. Thus we are called that through sacrifices and prayers, through love, each one of us may feel like St. Francis. 10 days ago, our Holy Father was in Assisi, before the very cross from which the Lord called Francis, saying, Francis, my church is falling apart. Help me to rebuild my church. And the young man Francis responded, Medjugorje is the answer to the question of the mother. My family is falling apart, help me to rebuild it. The church is falling, help to rebuild it. Help to rebuild the world. That is why, O Lord, we ask you to bless this image of the mother for us and to bless our hearts with the gift of love. Bless, O Lord, with the gift of faith and love, our soul, our heart, That today we may be able to accept the message of the Mother, to renew the message of the Mother, to live the message of the Mother. We implore you, Lord, bless this gift and sign for us. Wherever this Mother enters in, that we may find peace and joy, that we may be like Elizabeth, open to the Mother, that we may be aware the Mother of my God is coming to me. Lord, bless the gift of the Mother for us and for our families. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now look at the Mother with your heart. Look at her who says, dear children, do not forget, you are important and I love you. Yes, we are important and we love the Mother. The Archangel Gabriel tells us she is full of grace. And Elizabeth teaches us she is the Mother of my God. Yes, she, the Mother of my God. Dear children, I am your mother, and I love you all. If you knew how much I loved you, you would cry with joy. The Mother who loves you. Now you may kiss your mother. And now lean her on your heart like the balm, as the merciful Samaritan poured the oil on the wounds of the man who was among the brigands. So her balm on your heart. Behold your mother. Close your eyes and open the eyes of your heart to look at her with the heart. The Mother heals your soul. All of the wounds of your marriage and your life, all of your failures, the Mother heals. Consecrate yourself to the Immaculate Heart of the Mother, totus tuus, all thine. Consecrate your family, your parish, your home, your homeland. I am all thine, O Mother. Dear Mother, heal my soul. Dear Mother, heal my heart and my life. I need you. Thank you. Thank you for consoling me, for healing me, that I am blessed like Elizabeth. You are my mother. Thank you, O Mother. You know that I love you. And now on this other side of the image is the message that your heart can scarcely wait to hear, that that what is the plan of the Father with Medjugorje, the plan that God leads through Medjugorje, we can come to know, what is it? This is how God expresses it, through the messages. The messages evidence what the plan is. And 3 days ago, Our Lady says, dear children, also today, with great joy in my heart, I'm joyful that I'm able to say to you, convert, which means return back home. Return like the prodigal son back to the Father. The Father waits for you in Medjugorje. That is the embrace of the good Father. That is that joy. Nowhere in the world are people as joyful as when they come as pilgrims to Medjugorje. They feel that embrace of the good and merciful Father, of the good Father. The Father loves me. Here is the proof that the Father forgives me. Here is the sign and the proof that the Father is saying to me, you are precious in my sight and I love you. Yes, a person is overjoyed when he's in Medjugorje. In Medjugorje, he is told, you are joyful, you are blessed. This is what the mother said in her first message. Dear children, I invite you for your individual conversion. This is what Our Lady wants, my conversion. That is why I'm in Medjugorje. I'm not afraid to return back to the Father because He is love. I'm not afraid to say, Father, I love you. You are my God and my all. Because you love me and I love you. Because if love is not loved, then there is no answer. I am called to love, called to conversion. I will go and leave my error, like the prodigal son, my adventures. I will go back to my Father. I will go back to my Father. I will reconcile with Him. When? Now. This is the time of my fruit. This is the time of my peace, of my joy. This is what God wants of me. This time is for you. Without you, God's plan cannot be realized. God cannot realize His plan without us. But God wants to do it with us. He desires to fulfill it with us. God loves us. And we are told, without us, God cannot realize His plan. So what does God want? God desires for us to know that we are important to Him in His great plan that leads for salvation of mankind through Medjugorje. He desires to convert the entire world, to change the world. Because the world as the way it is not good. It is full of hatred, sin, and evil. God did not die for this world to be full of evil, but as the Lamb, He may be able to redeem the world. The world was not created to be destroyed. God is the master of the world, and He asks of us because we are free to decide to be with Him, which means to be converted. This is the time of my return. Of my response, like St. Francis, I am overjoyed that God needs me. I am joyful that God accepts my yes, the call. The call of God is my answer, awakening the answer within me. Lord, what do you want me to do? Help me to rebuild and convert the world. I desire to place myself at His disposal. This time is for you. The first step on the way of conversion is to begin to pray. I desire to now place a rosary in your hand. I desire to bless the rosary in your hand that you may return with a rosary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
dolazili sa vatikanskim advokatom da vidimo kako će se sve prepisati Vatikanu. Prve korake se sada prave.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Preslavkova.
Čija?
Pokona Preslavka. U početka je dobio pan.
Koji ste mafija oča. Vi ste obično budali. Gospodine, blagoslovi nam krunicu, nemoj više.
Lord, bless the rosary for us.
I blagoslovi naše srce daru molitve.
And bless our hearts with the gift of prayer.
Blagoslovi naše srce darom ljubavi.
Bless our hearts with the gift of love. That we may learn to love. That we may learn to respond to the call of the Mother with prayer, reflecting on the mysteries of the life of Jesus, that we may learn to love Jesus, that we may learn to be His. Bless, O Lord, this gift and this sign, the Rosary, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now look at the five numbers at the bottom. Five first messages. First, dear children, pray the rosary every day. Pray it together, pray it with the heart. Do you know what that means? Dear children, pray the rosary every day. It means every day, together, you and your family. With a heart. Thus a person has a heart, that is why he knows how to pray. A man has a heart, therefore he can pray. Man knows how to love the image of God, and therefore he can turn his life into prayer. He can work God's works. He can stop evil by the power of the name of God. He can stop the great danger and evil that threatens the world, to invoke blessing upon this earth as the prophets did, to stop storms as Jesus did on the sea, to heal the sick as Jesus did. Jesus says this, by my name. You have the name of Jesus as the power in prayer. And therefore you do not pray in your name, or even in the name of Saint Anthony. You pray in the name of Jesus. In that is our strength. We pray in the name of Jesus. In my name ask of the Father, and it will be given to you. And what does a pilgrim do? What is the assignment of a pilgrim? The return to the Father. To take the rosary and to start to pray every day, to pray together, you and your family, you and your prayer group, and to pray with the heart, without hatred, in complete surrender to the will of God. Second, the Eucharist. Dear children, place the Holy Mass in the first place in each of your Sundays and feast days. To put the Mass in the first place. To live the Mass. To love the Mass. Yes, that is what we must understand. God wants us to be people of the Eucharist, the Church born from the Eucharist, that lives the Eucharist, that loves Jesus and adores Him in the Eucharist. All of that is Medjugorje. Medjugorje is prayer and the Eucharist. Adoration of Jesus in the Eucharist. Medjugorje is the forgiveness from the Father, the return back to the Father through confession, through complete conversion, to leave every sin, and especially mortal sins. A person cannot celebrate the Eucharist in mortal sin and receive the fruit. Therefore, it is very important that we know that without the priest, there is no Holy Mass. Without the priest, there is no forgiveness of sins. A third, Do your children find the Bible in your homes and read it? Read the Bible in your homes. Live the Bible. Listen to the Word of God. Every day. Especially in two messages, Our Lady asks for us to do something every day, and that is to pray the Rosary every day and read the Sacred Scripture every day. Those are important messages, to pray the Rosary every day and to read the Sacred Scripture every day. To say to Jesus like Samuel did, "Speak, Lord, I am listening." To open the Bible and to say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is before you, listening." Every time, know how to embrace the Bible, to press it against your heart, that may feel the heart of God pulsate in it. Kiss your Bible when you read it. That kiss is your kiss to Jesus, to my God who speaks, my God and teacher who teaches me, my God who gives me peace. Through every word, it is my Emmanuel, my living God. This is not a book. This is a person. It is the person of Jesus. This is not a dwelling of divine God, divine bread. It's the body of the Lord. It is Jesus in tabernacle, Jesus in the Bible, Jesus in the Sacred Scripture. You must become an apostle, of prayer, of the Eucharist and of the Bible, of the living Word of God. To call the priests who believe the Bible, the priests who believe in the power of prayer and the Rosary. Recently, one of the priests gave a witness that condemns his seminary, saying that he has never once prayed the Rosary in it. That is not the seminary of Jesus' apostles. No, we cannot be without the Rosary. There is no family and no priest without the Rosary. That is only deception. Because there is no church without the Mother. And the Mother we cannot come to know without the mysteries of the Rosary. Therefore, our Pope John Paul II tells us to pray before the cross, to pray before the Blessed Sacrament, to pray with Our Lady. Behold your mother, Jesus says, and therefore I must take her as my own. Our Lady asks us to fast. The first message calls fasting. Wednesdays and Fridays are days of fasting, when we must learn to fast not only from food, but also with our thoughts, with our eyes, with our words, with our feelings. To fast in the way we dress. There are people who are slaves of fashion. You will recall all of the slaves with earrings everywhere, others slaves of drugs, others slaves of games, alcohol, others slaves of immorality, television, completely imprisoned. Who can free us? Fast, Our Lady says. Yes, I can give a sacrifice, and I want to, because that is dignified. Fasting does not punish me. Fasting rises me. It disposes me that I may love God and belong more to Him. The fifth message is the call to monthly confession. As we said, without the priest, there is no way of removing the old person, the old self. Oh, that self, that tomb in which I die, the sin that separates me from others, the sin that closes my eyes, that I not see God, that sin that enslaves me and binds me in the binding of evil and sin, of curse. How am I to remove the robe of an unhappy self, sinful old self? Only through confession. You say you have no sin. But do you know what it is written in my rules? Do you know what is written in my Franciscan rules? I'm to confess at least weekly. At least once a week to confess. That is the message. At least weekly. I must confess. I must remove the old person. I must do something great that the Lord wants from us. Now we close our eyes as we invoke the blessing of the Lord. We close our eyes and our hearts invoke God's blessing. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your grace, for your love. Thank you for the peace with which you fill us, for the love that you give us. Thank you for your precious shed blood, for your wounds, most holy. Thank you, Lord. Give us your gift of peace. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. O Jesus, extend your divine hands that the grace of your blessing may take place, that your power may rest upon us, that your love may fill our hearts, that your wounds may bless us and save us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. O Mother, hear your children. Heal the sick. Heal all those who are incurably sick from all evil. Give us your love. Your blessing grant us. Heal our hearts. Heal our pain, our suffering. From all of our troubles, we desire to be witnesses, the witness of the great plan of salvation. We desire to be missionaries. We desire to place ourselves completely at the disposal of the Father. Father, your will be done, because Medjugorje is our fiat, that we may be able to receive the messages, that we may come to love the messages and live them. Bless us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Mother and Queen of Peace, pray for us. When you return home, make a family altar. On your altar, place the crucifix, that crucified love. You will be taught what love is, to give your life for others. Only this is love, to forgive others, to be for others, to give oneself to others. By the cross on your family altar, place the mother. Beneath and by the cross, place the mother. Behold, your mother, the crucified Jesus said, and this mother has her mantle. This statue of Our Lady is made of wood. It is made by a man who is a convert. It is here, beneath the mantle of the mother, that I place my tears and my promises. Behold, your mother. Upon your family altar, place your family Bible, your family rosary, and your blessed holy water. What are you to do with the holy water? At least once a week, bless your home. At least once a week, bless your home. This is blessed water. Here, parents take the blessed water. And they bless our homes, our children, by beginning with the creed, confession of faith. And then we pray the Angelus, and we continue with the rosary, the litanies, and the consecration to the Mother. In this way a day ends. Holy water is important. Holy water places us beneath the mantle of the Mother, beneath her protection. We are in the right place at the right time. Every day we pray the rosary. This morning we prayed. And now in an hour we will pray again. That hour will last 4 hours, that prayer. In that prayer we will pray for all the pilgrims. Because in that prayer we pray for all the pilgrims. I have a prayer group of over 10,000 members throughout the world, even in Moscow, in Cairo, in Jerusalem, in China, in so many parts of the United States, Ireland, Europe. Each one of us has our prayer partner. And in praying for our prayer partner, we give the promise to live the messages. And now I have written a meditation. And every one of the prayer group members will receive my meditation. My meditation of the messages. Tonight it will be read instead of the homily. We read the message every time in our prayer group. We pray the Divine Mercy chaplet. We meditate on the message. We present our intentions, our experiences. We come into the church, pray the rosary, celebrate the Eucharist, and then we have adoration for an hour. 4 hours of prayer. Why am I saying this to you? That you may know that here we pray for you. You are pilgrims. You are our benefactors. What does that mean? Here there's a lady. She gave me an envelope this morning. She's been here all day. And in that envelope, she gave me some money for my children. Because she knows the programs that I have. I was among those children. That's why I was with you. I was with the handicapped children where the specialists came from Italy. I couldn't come right away. So while you prayed, I was dealing with the handicapped children. Thank you. I have such children, 200 of them. I have 5,500 children who've lost one or both parents in the war. I have the poor, the widows, and others, and I'm overjoyed that they know that the door they knock on are always open to them. Why? Because you love. For this reason, we decide to pray for you, our benefactors, and to celebrate Mass for you. You have not lost anything by giving. You will receive 100-fold. We are all called to live chapter 25 of St. Matthew's Gospel. That the wise Pope, Paul VI, the humble, beloved Pope, called this particular chapter of the Gospel as the civilization of love. He said, this is the civilization of love. I was hungry, thirsty, imprisoned, alone, persecuted, and you came, you gave to me. When? Everything you have done to the least, you've done to me. The civilization of love and of the gospel flows. Thank you. How are we to return home? Now Maria will tell you about that. We have made some most beautiful meditations. Of my meditations. They are on audio cassettes. They are written in books. Do not leave with empty hands. Because Medjugorje is God's plan. It doesn't matter what the New York Times wrote 2 days ago. ridiculing grandmother was 80 years old and had $800 that she spent on coming here. She knew how to say, well, I came to pray for my grandchildren. I came on a pilgrimage. No, the journalists cannot say what Medjugorje is. Even some priests don't know what Medjugorje is. Even the church yet does not know what Medjugorje is. That is why our lady 3 days ago said, through Medjugorje the Father desires to save and convert the world, all of the world. We are the apostles. God needs us. That is why let us be enthusiastic. We need the teachings, we need books, we need various cassettes. That is in the same way as the Word of God is written, so it may not become forgotten. Now we invite all the priests to please come to the altar, that they may receive a blessing. I ask all of you priests, please come in front of the altar right now. And the priests will then, after the blessing, come and bless us. The baskets passed around are for anything you may wish to offer for more than 5,500 children who have lost one or both parents in the war, the handicapped children, and those that Father's programs assist with.
This and other audios can be found on our website, medjugorje.org.